Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A disappointing loss for the Boston Celtics last night in game one of the in-season tournament, and we will talk to Mego about that and all things Celtics and all things NBA coming up at 9 on a Celtics Wednesday. It appears that baseball Brett has an issue with my Juan Soto lead this morning.
Really?
Which we got to at 6:45 or 7 or whenever we finished our leads. Do you have baseball Brett's walk-up music, Shime, if you could, please, for me? Morning, baseball, Brett.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's the issue?
Quickly, though, before we get to this, what time is the 16th birthday party tonight that we're all going to for Greg? Where are we?
Yeah,
going?
We're having another dinner. I think it's over at Mastro's tonight.
Oh, love it.
Great.
Wiggs loves the cream corn. Yep.
Curtis, I can't help it if I'm popular.
You are.
Well, if you pay.
It's just a great group of friends. Just a great group of friends, Greg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
What is your issue with my overexcitement about the Red Sox being all in on Juan Soto?
Yeah, I wish I could be with you on this one, Greg, but I honestly don't think that the Red Sox, A, will do that, and I don't think that would be a good situation, a good contract situation for them. I kind of take the opposite side. I'd rather have them make three or four big moves in free agency to upgrade their team rather than throw all the eggs in one basket, because I have a feeling that's where the Red Sox are. So that's, I have moves that I'd like them to make rather than Juan Soto. And I can understand that he's an awesome player. He's a Hall of Fame level player, but they're going to have to sign him to 14 years at $50 million annual average value. It's going to be something insane.
They have the money. That's the way they used to do business.
Yeah, but
that, like, they're still paying Manny Ramirez. That's the way they used to do business here.
I do agree with you. I agree with you. But when they had Manny Ramirez, they didn't have a collective bargaining tax. And John Henry wasn't on the committee, the reform committee, like Curtis refers to. They don't do that. They had to get pressured into the Devers contract. They gave away bets because of that situation. I don't think they're going to do it. I'd rather have them make four or five moves. Spend. They have $65 million against the CBT. I'd rather have them spend. I have three or four things that I'd love them to do rather than that. I just don't think that they act that way anymore.
So, like Max Fried or like to Blake Snell, something like that.
Yeah, I think they need to do. And the other thing about Soto, Greg, that you need to understand is that the Ohtani thing. Think about the off-the-field revenue that came with the Ohtani deal, right? Juan Soto doesn't have that. So if you're talking about signing Ohtani, the Dodgers made all of that back because Curtis was talking about the revenue from Japan, the ratings in Japan. They got all of that back, right, from that Ohtani. Juan Soto just doesn't have that. He doesn't bring that marketing side of things that the Red Sox can capitalize on.
And Brett's and I think right about that.
That franchise,
Brett, you're right about this. That if there was ever a deal that made sense for this ownership group, it was Shohei. Wiggy was right. They just were wusses about it. Like, you get no upfront cost. You get the huge bang for your Fenway Sports Group buck, where you have one of the big stars in all of sports. You bring in the entire market with Japan. It's basically Dice K, but with a great player, not just someone who brings a market.
And this ownership wouldn't be on the hook to pay him because of the deferment and the money.
Right.
And Soto's not going to take the deferment, right? So Juan Soto's going to want his money. I think Juan Soto's going to want a majority of that money up front. So,
he's the best hitter in Major League Baseball. Like, how do you not want that guy on your team? Whatever it costs.
I didn't say that I didn't want him. I just don't think the Red Sox are wired that way anymore, right? I don't think they're going to pay $50 million for one player for 14 years.
Why are they bothering to fly out there then this week?
I think they want to be in the mix, and I think they want to. I think they want to present themselves as being a true player. But I think when it comes down to it, I just think Steve Cohen's going to overpay.
But Brett,
I think Steve Cohen's going to come at the end.
Yeah.
From the fan perspective, aren't we sick and tired of them being in it? Like, I can't listen to another report of they were in it, but then they just lost out.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I think, Courtney, I think what fans want, I think the fans want a winner, right? Like, I think the fans, they've built themselves a really, really good, solid foundation. And now it's time to go. Now it's time to sign. If they were to trade for what I think is the top trade target on the market, which is Garrett Crochet, if they trade for Garrett Crochet, it's going to cost you a Marcelo Meyer, a Willier Abreu. It's going to cost you probably both of those guys to get Garrett Crochet. He is a fantastic pitcher. And then you go out and you sign a top free agent pitcher, you're putting yourself in position to make the playoffs and potentially be a World Series finalist. That's those two moves right there, the pitching side of things, in my opinion, make the Red Sox a really, really viable candidate to make a strong push. And that's what fans want. Fans want sustained success. So if you can do it, and if you can sign two pitchers or trade for a pitcher and sign a pitcher, plus you have the young nucleus that they're coming up, I think that's what, at the end of the day, Coco, fans want winners.
So you want,
right? And if they can see, yeah, Wiggs?
No, I was going to say, so you want like a guy like Corbin Burns, is that his name?
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah,
but aren't you going to have to give him like a 7-year, you know, $170 million dollar deal?
Yeah, I think he's going to take about 7-10, and I don't want Corbin Burns. I think he's 30 years old, and I think it's bad business paying pitchers that are 29, 30 for 7 or 8 year deals. I think it's just bad business. So that's why I put all my focus on the Garrett Crochet, who's 26 years old. He's got 2 years of team control left, and you sign him to a contract that is a little bit team control, but it's going to be a big contract, right? He's going to take a lot of money, but he's 26. And that's the alluring thing about Juan Soto that I think people are loving. He's like 25, 26, right? So you'll have him, if you're talking about a 14-year deal and he's 25 years old, you're going to have him until 40. So I don't think signing Corbin Burns, who's going to be a $200 million player, I don't think it's good business signing a 30-year-old pitcher who's, some of his numbers were starting to decrease this year. That's just what happens with older starting pitchers. So, Courtney, I think at the end of the day, I think Red Sox fans want winners. And I think one of the cool things about the Celtics right now is that you can see kind of a younger core of players that are together, right? And you can kind of build around that. And I think that's what the Red Sox are trying to do with these young prospects. Now I just think it's time to supplement those young guys by adding two or three really, really quality high-end starting pitchers. And I think you're going to put yourself right in the mix for five or 6 years.
Thanks for the buzzkill, Baseball Brett.
Yeah.
Baseball,
you're welcome, Brett.
Call you Buzzkill Brett.
Right.
Like,
the Red Sox love to get young players and build them up and then send them off. That's what they like to do.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, well, we got a new regime here. And,
thank you,
and tell Shime I still haven't forgot about the bet.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm happy to pay up whenever whenever I'm asked.
Yeah, all right. There's Baseball Brett.
But I feel like...
Wait, Courtney, what did you say?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Red Sox like to do?
They like to build up young players and then sell them off.
Oh, I can't believe that Greg hates their business model.
I just feel like what Baseball Brett's saying, like, I get what you're saying, save that money. But if you want a veteran pitcher that he's talking about, a veteran elite pitcher, they're all going to be like 29, 30 years old. And they're all, I mean, what did Garrett Cole just sign for 3 years and $144 million? Isn't he, how old is he, like 37? So I feel like you're going to have to pay that guy.
You have the money to do both.
Right. I mean, I just...
Why are we acting like they don't have money over there?
Yeah, I don't really know.
It's really frustrating because I recognize, like, people that know, like, Brett, that's a big fan, that mm-hmm. follows this. I understand it's not an explanation, but I feel like there's a lot of people like me that are just resigned to who they are, and maybe if we were outraged to do better for the fan base, that the team may be forced
yes.
to doing something. But I've just been so beaten down by the fact that they're just not going to change.
I feel like they might be feeling the heat, Curtis.
Yeah.
A little
yes,
bit.
I'm
like,
with
I
you
feel,
on that
I,
one.
Like I feel like this season, maybe for once, that fans didn't just show up at the ballpark because it's friendly Fenway.
John! Hey, Randy! Hey, anybody!
I think they want to make a splash.
And you're kind of locked in a little bit, maybe with an advantage, if indeed the Red Sox have been Juan Soto's favorite team since he was a kid and he loved right. David Ortiz. You don't buy that?
Not but, for a second. You hire Scott Boris to get the last dollar, and God love America for it. But he's not going to sign here because Big Poppy played here.
And then you say that...
Apparently, Bradfo is reporting that David Ortiz is not going to the Juan Soto meeting this
all
week.
All right. I mean, he got a cell phone. All he got to do is call him and talk
FaceTime.
To Juan Soto.
FaceTime is okay.
FaceTime is fine. But didn't everybody say, like, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Yankees, like, you have to.
The Yankees pay Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge.
Right.
Like, why can't you do that here?
So you have to.
Why not?
I agree with you. Like, I'm with you. I think that their feet are being held to the fire in the sense for the past couple of years they haven't done anything. So now they have to make a real, real splash where fans are excited when spring training rolls around, because you actually...
Dubs in the Twitch chat says Fenway was still selling out, so what is the quote-unquote heat that they've been feeling? Fenway was not selling out all this season. Like, that's not true. I was there. It was not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can argue that all you want. The fans, there have been a considerable amount of fans who have remained loyal and like to go to the ballpark because it's July and it's a Wednesday night. That's always going to be true. But it's not. They have got to be feeling some pressure
right.
when it comes to revenue and to interest. Like, I mean, I
And Juan Soto helps you with that. The interest level of signing a guy like Juan Soto completely...
It immediately changes the narrative.
Right.
And it shows that you're serious about saying that you're going to spend, you're ready to bring this team back to greatness. Like, it gives fans that hope again.
And I want to know where the money from the concerts at Fenway Park goes. Is that a totally separate, you know, account? Because I don't want to hear about their revenue being down when you have Post Malone, you have concert after concert banged out there. Hmm. They have plenty of cash.
Oh, they got cash. I don't think anybody thinks. I mean, they might say that otherwise, but we know that they got plenty of cash. And then what it does for your organization, fan interest, but it also makes your team better. If you're talking about you need somebody to protect Rafi Devers or help out Rafi Devers, you add a guy like Soto to your lineup. I mean, now you got a really, really strong, you know, third and fourth hitter.
I mean, at some point you have to look around the market alone and say the attention is clearly on the Celtics, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The Patriots are, I mean, they have Drake May and they have a future.
Yeah, they're
so
in the back.
You're behind.
Back
you're behind. I think if you're looking at next season, season after, you're behind the two of them.
Yep.
Right now. It's
when it comes to interest.
Right, but that's why I said the Patriots and Red Sox. It's all about who makes the biggest offseason splash. And that's why the offseason is going to be critical for both of them. The Drake May, we love that. But if the offseason splash in for the Patriots is not big, now we're like, well, are you going to get this guy help? Same with the Red Sox. Like the offseason splash, Alex Cora did not re-up for 3 more years to just manage a team that is, you know, a bunch of young guys that's going to take a rebuild.
And I finally found some info on this from October 4th. John Tomasi, NBC Sports Boston, noted that the Boston Red Sox NESN TV ratings were down 25% in the 25 to 54 demographic this season off of the 2023 season, which was down, and attendance was down about 12,000 a game. So,
yeah, there's no interest.
That's from his story.
We need a slogan. You need when you're trying to get to accomplish something like this, you always need a slogan.
You get Juan Soto, we're
like
back.
Juan Nation.
All right, I like that.
We are Juan. We are the Red Sox fans are Juan Nation.
On the Juan Nation?
Yeah.
Under Henry.
Juan Nation under John.
There you
is
go.
What it would be.
I would say Linda, but
maybe. All right, we'll be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.